Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Play now at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
This week has been really positive for us. I think when you're looking at the way we are as a team, I think we're very similar to where we were 2 weeks ago. But I think from the psychological side, I think we're stronger, we're getting confident. Again, I think the performance against Manchester City has given us a lot of belief, and that's important in any sort of performance that you want to put in. But we're facing a West Ham side that we know that they're really, really strong. They're a side that, for me, West Ham and Southampton, they've been the two outstanding sides this season, and they've got a real variety of personnel that he can play and different ways of using different systems, and that's made them a team that is very difficult to play against. But we always enjoy going to Upton Park, and probably is one of the places that we enjoy with our full away allocation already sold out. It's always a game that we look forward to participate in.
Upton Park, the venue then for this FA Cup third round replay. It's been a happy hunting ground of late for Everton, and it's 8 years since the Blues last lost to West Ham. The 3,000 loyal Evertonians who've made this trip will be hoping that record continues as Roberto Martinez's side seek their first win in seven matches and a place in the fourth round of this competition. The bubbles are out at Upton Park. Can Everton burst them here this evening? West Ham are incredibly in their third strip tonight. Change of colours for a home fixture, which does seem a little strange. Everton are in their third kit.
Kit sponsors.
Yes, they're calling the tune, I think, Graham. So
I should have seen kit manufactured.
Probably. Yeah, Everton in their away clothes, white. And, what colour are Everton shorts? Sort of
purple. Yeah.
And West Ham are wearing sort of purple home shirt and black shorts.
Yeah.
Ridiculous scenario, but...
Yeah, you're not going to get the shots mixed up, are you?
No.
Even I won't do that, I'm colourblind.
And I'm about to put my specs on to make sure I don't.
Oh, this has got all the makings of a classic.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Radio City Sports will bring you it all at Upton Park.
That's Everton. Number three, Manchester City won.
Everton are unchanged from the side that drew with Manchester City at the weekend. So it's Joel Robles in goal, his sixth start of this season. Seamus Coleman, John Stones, Phil Jagielka and Leighton Baines across the back. Mo Besic and Gareth Barry in front of them. Aidan McGeady, Stephen Naismith and Ross Barkley, the three behind Romelu Lukaku, who leads the attack, having scored against West Ham in each of his four appearances for Everton. On the bench, Kevin Morales, Aruna Kone, Brian Oviedo, Antolin Alcaraz, Luke Garbutt, Connor McElhenney and Russell Griffiths. West Ham have made a couple of changes from the 1-1 draw with Swansea at the weekend. Out go Winston Reid and Kevin Nolan, and in come Alex Song and Matt Jarvis. Adrian in goal, and they revert to a back four tonight. They played three centre-backs at Swansea, but it's a back four of Jenkinson, Collins, Tompkins and Cresswell, and then Song and Noble in front of them, Downing, Jarvis and Valencia, with Andy Carroll leading the attack. Alongside Nolan on the bench is Colton Cole, Morgan Amalfitano, Ricardo Vazte, Joey O'Brien, 18-year-old Reese Burke, and Jussi Jaskalainen is the subkeeper. Neil Swarbrick is our man in the middle. He officiated Everton's last win, the 3-1 victory over Queen's Park Rangers, and the last time he took charge of West Ham, well, that was their last defeat here against Arsenal. We're underway at Upton Park. Everton are defending the goal away to our left, but attacking the Bobby Moore stand away to our right. And as I say, Everton in the white shirt and dark shorts this evening.
The game.
Everton and Coleman takes to find Lukaku. Lukaku back for Coleman. Coleman's into the penalty area and wins a corner in the end. as he tried to find McGeady.
Good play between Lukaku and Coleman. Great play, good little back heel from Lukaku, set Coleman clear. First corner of the game. Can Everton improve in their corners?
Let's hope so. Leighton Baines was the man who delivered the free kick onto the head of Naismith, of course, against Manchester City. Can he find an Everton head here inside the penalty area in the 10th minute of the game? Baines sends the corner deep, headed away by Collins. As far as Barkley, shakes off his man, gets a shot in on goal, and Collins is there again to put it behind for a corner.
Yeah, better again, Ross Barkley, and that's what he wants again. Bits the ball out of his feet, you can see just trying to bend the ball in far corner. Collins is happy to hack it clear. Baines goes over to the other side now.
You happy with the start, Graham? Ten minutes?
I think it's been decent. I think it's open. I don't think there's a lot of close-knit defending. I think it's very, very open, the game. Lots of spaces in on the pitch.
Corner left-hand side now for Everton's Leighton Baines to take. Baines then delivers left-footed towards the edge of the penalty area, but picked up by West Ham. Jenkinson for West Ham goes all the way back to his goalkeeper. Adrian clears first time up towards Andy Carroll. It's off the head of Gareth Barry and back towards John Stones, who turns on the edge of his penalty area. Turns into trouble. Big mistake. Valencia into the penalty area. Great save, Robles, but headed home, is it? No! Andy Carroll has missed it. And the flag has been raised anyway against Carroll. But my word, John Stones turned into trouble and almost paid the ultimate price.
Well, I'm afraid when it comes to defending, he can't afford to do that. Trying to run the ball as it goes down Valencia, and all credit to the goalkeeper. Robles has stood firm, good save. Carroll on the back post with the rebound, hits it against the upright. Linesman flag was up, but it's a great save from the Everton goalkeeper. Keeps his side on level terms and rescues young John Stones.
He does indeed, Robles, with the save from Valencia.
Sometimes, Al, doesn't matter how good you look as a defender, sometimes you've got to put your foot through it.
Even on the edge of the box, he could have gone straight back to his keeper to put his foot through it if he didn't want to do so himself. Lukaku now on the halfway line for Everton. Goes to ground after getting the ball into the path of Coleman. He knows what it's like to pick up an injury here. And he scored the winner against West Ham on his debut. Early part
he's in.
Last season. He didn't remember too much about it. Here's Lukaku now on the ball for Everton. Finding McGeady. McGeady just outside the penalty area. Might hit this, he does, but dragged it wide, left-footed. Never going to trouble the keeper.
Worth an effort, but again, it was a long ball from Jagielka, a long diagonal ball. Lukaku gets on it, sets McGeady up, just drags it with his left foot.
And a free kick which Leighton Baines is going to take for Everton. West Ham holding their line just outside the penalty area. Baines puts it into the box, headed across penalty area by Jagielka. In the end, it's a corner because Cresswell knocks it behind.
And he's absolutely furious, Phil Jagielka. Little floated ball from Leighton Baines. He beats everybody in the back post. It's a fantastic header.
Might be offside
there. But it's a fantastic header right across the six-yard box. Somebody's going to go and follow that in.
Corner played short for McGeady. McGeady inside the penalty area, chance to shoot here. McGeady deflected and headed away by Andy Carroll inside the six-yard box. Here's Alex Song for West Ham. Song flicking the ball inside for Downing, just outside the penalty area. Downing on his right foot shoots wide of Robles. Right-hand post all along the deck from Downing, but keeper knew it was gone wide.
But it's on his weaker right foot. He can't stand off him and allow him to do that. Comes inside far too easy. Dragged his shot wide. They've got to get out there and close him.
Barkley just outside the box. Naismith trying to flick it on for Besic, but Everton have given it away. West Ham are on the break with Valencia down the right hand side now. Chance maybe for West Ham. Ball with Downing inside the penalty area. Pulled across for a shot on goal from Song, which is blocked maybe by his own man. And the ball's gone behind for a West Ham corner.
It all comes away with a simple pass. 5 yards we give it away, all of a sudden we're in trouble. Jagielka does well to hold up Downing, and as you quite rightly said, Alex, his teammate who protects Everton goal, Song with a free kick and the free shot, and it hits Valencia on the back, but it comes from Everton's own make.
Jarvis to take this corner then for West Ham. Still 0-0. 34 minutes played here at Upton Park. Jarvis with the corner. Robles is going to pluck it out of the air and does so. No punching from the keeper time.
Well done, actually. You keep what your keeper to do. Not the best corner in the world, don't get me wrong, but...
Yeah, plenty of height on it, wasn't it? Plenty of time for the goalkeeper to watch and take. Baines will get this away from inside his penalty box. Up towards Ross Barkley. Barkley on the halfway line for Everton. Ball's back with West Ham, but the whistle blows for half-time at Upton Park in this FA Cup third-round replay. The game is still goalless. And in truth, despite the opportunities that Everton have had in the final third of the field, they haven't troubled the goalkeeper, Graham. Adrian has not been troubled. The best chance of the half went to West Ham, courtesy of an Everton mistake with John Stones, and Robles came to Everton's rescue.
Definitely, that was some good stuff, but also some poor, sloppy stuff in possession, not giving the ball away, wrong decision-making. You know, talk about, you know, the front four week in, week out. I mean, I haven't seen enough of Ross Barkley, you know, flitted in and around the things. Aidan McGeady, been on the ball a lot, but not a lot of end product. You know, and that's a disappointing thing for me. At the beginning, I said how open the game was. It's here for somebody. Valencia, who had, as you quite rightly said, the best opportunity of the first half. But again, in the final third, we've been disappointed. I think we've defended well, we've defended the second ball well. We've kind of not controlled the midfield, but, you know, fought with them in that middle. But it's in the final third, we're better quality. We'll open West Ham up. You know, we'll have a couple of occasions where a better pass opens them up. And that's a disappointing thing, because it's not a great West Ham side. You know, it's not where we're thinking we're hanging on in there. Yeah, they will play, continue to play to Carroll and look for scraps with Valencia using his pace as well. But we've got to do a lot better in the final third. You know, Lukaku's made some good runs, but Ross Barkley needs to come into the game and affect the game more than what he's doing at the moment. McGeady's the same, in and out, you know, 1 minute good, the other minute bad. You know, he's got to get more consistent in these performances. And it's in the final third we can win it. I think defensively we look quite solid. In that final third, we can just up that performance. Choose the right pass, but also have the opportunity to shoot. We've had an umpteen opportunity and we've worked the ball outside the box and you're thinking, go and then pull the trigger. Gareth Barry one springs to mind. Go and pull the trigger. Tries a little diagonal ball, gets cut out. Take a chance. If you don't take a chance, you'll never score. So that's a disappointing thing again. That final third is where we can improve and where we can cause them problems. Yes, listen, 45 minutes second half, totally different thing in terms of defensively. But up to now, defensively, we've been good apart from that mistake from John Stones. But it's in the final third where we have to take more responsibility with a final pass, with a decision making in and around 18-yard box.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.
Perfect timing as the teams come back onto the field here at Upton Park. West Ham led by Mark Noble, the captain of their side this evening. They made a couple of changes from their weekend side at Swansea. Song and Jarvis coming into the starting 11 tonight. Everton named an unchanged side from the one that drew against Manchester City. Just the one change on the bench tonight for Everton. No Samuel Eto'o. And Conor McElhenney taking his place on the bench. And Everton yet to appear for the second half, but the bubbles have appeared, certainly. Here's Everton now, led by Phil Jagielka. So it's a tie that must be decided this evening. No goals currently. Extra time and penalties. A possibility tonight at Upton Park. Right, a few bubbles roaming around in the main stand here. West Ham fans in fine voice, as they normally are for that tune.
Well, Everton kicking into the Everton fans behind that goal. Hopefully we can give them something to cheer about second half.
Yeah, like we did here last season with two Leighton Baines free kicks. Yeah. And,
well, it's in the final third that we've got to improve. Said it in the half-time. You know, we can just find that better pass.
It'll be West Ham to kick off the second half. Referee Neil Swarbrick blows his whistle and gets us underway. Seamus Coleman up to the halfway line. Ball clipped forward. Cresswell's there to bring it down before it reaches McGeady. Away as far as Valencia here for West Ham. Valencia taking on Stones at the moment, getting to the dead ball line. Stones recovers, gets a tackle in, claims a goal kick. A corner is given.
Yeah, it's good defending from John Stones. Facing Valencia, we know the pace he's got. Tries going outside of him. John Stones does really well, gets a desperate lunging tackle there. He claims it's a goal kick, John Stones. I think the referee guessed at that. He didn't really know one way or the other.
Corner floated into the penalty area towards Carroll, gets the header down, and Collins scoops it high and well wide in the end.
Well, it's the first chance from a set piece into the back post. Carroll wins it, knocks it down. Collins swivels on it. Oh, it's a centre half's effort, thank goodness.
Well wide in the end from James Collins, the scorer of West Ham's FA Cup goal at Goodison Park. Barkley and Besic linking up. Barkley getting there ahead of Tompkins. Barkley, right-hand side, puts one towards the penalty area, and Lukaku. Lukaku controls on the edge of the box. He's flagged offside, though. Free kick, West Ham.
Oh, end-to-end stuff.
Here come West Ham now with Valencia. Valencia inside the penalty area, score! Oh, the long ball forward. Everton not exactly caught asleep, but Valencia allowed time on the edge of the penalty area to gain control of the ball, get away from John Stones and drag his shot past Joel Robles and get West Ham in front in this FA Cup third round replay. Enner Valencia, who has looked the biggest threat as far as the Hammers are concerned tonight, has got the opening goal of the evening, and will that be the one that puts Everton out of the FA Cup?
Far too easy from start to finish. Yeah, West Ham will say it's a good counter-attack, but that's far too easy. Two passes and the through on the goalkeeper. John Stones has maybe got to get closer, it's difficult. Valencia looked a threat.
Everton trail, just as they did at Goodison Park. They must respond and try and get themselves back into this tie. Anna Valencia.
Two passes of slices open.
Yeah.
Two passes.
Now Everton.
Hit it, son.
With Lukaku just outside the penalty area. He does hit it.
Yeah.
And it bounces once before it's gathered by Adrian inside the 6-yard box.
Is that the first shot on target?
I think it is, Graham.
Yeah.
Everton need more of that. And they need more penetration.
Yeah.
Downing. Midway inside the Everton half. Downing's ball up towards the chest of Carroll. Coleman trying to steal it.
Oh.
Noble gets there first, and
I would take Aidan McGeady off McGeady. Now before he gets, he's off.
He's going to be sent off because he's already been booked, and that's a second yellow for that late challenge. Aidan McGeady is sent off, and Everton are reduced to 10 men. Aidan McGeady was so late on that challenge after Noble knocked the ball forward, and Everton are down to 10 men. They're a goal down and a man down.
Wow, crazy. Crazy. To be fair, there's not a lot in it.
He tries to pull out of the challenge.
There's not a lot in it.
Aidan McGeady sent off, and Everton's task now is a real uphill battle.
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy decision to go in there. I was just about to say, I'd take him off and bring on Morales. Give us more of a threat. Now we're down to 10 men. Looks like West Ham is going to make the change.
As West Ham deliver this free kick into the Everton penalty area, and it goes behind for a West Ham corner. Backs to the wall for a few minutes as far as Everton are concerned. Reduced to 10 men. The corner's been played short. Here's Cresswell. Can't get the ball into the box. Appeals for handball from West Ham fans. Here's Song. Song linking up with Tompkins. Ball into the penalty area towards the far post. It was just beyond Collins, who advanced into the 18-yard box, and also beyond Jarvis.
Yeah, what a ball from Alex Song. Just needed a touch.
And Downing holding on to it for West Ham. Trying to get away from Coleman. He did get the ball away, but only as far as Jagielka. Now it's Naismith in for Lukaku. Barkley outside the penalty area, couldn't control the ball, showed too much of it to West Ham, and Nolan's got it forward for Valencia. Valencia skips inside of Besic. Valencia tries to release Carroll in the way. John Stones just. Now Barkley for Everton. He's given it away again. It's not going right for him or for Everton. Trailing by a goal to nil, and West Ham coming forward again. And the shot from Cresswell is wide. Left footed from outside the box. And Everton now do make these changes. Besic is coming off, and Ross Barkley is also coming off. So the double change, Oviedo and Morales on for Everton. Jagielka clears the ball long. Lukaku can chase this one. Collins is there. Lukaku's charged it down. Lukaku's got to the left edge of the penalty area. Lukaku, can he pick someone out inside the box? Yes, he can! Oh, it's blocked! How did Morales not score? Tompkins has got the block on the Morales effort from point-blank range that denies Everton an FA Cup equaliser at Upton Park.
Great play from Lukaku. All day long, get after James Collins. Great play, waits for the space to open for Morales. Yeah, he should score, but you've got to give credit to the defender. It's a great block.
And it's an Everton corner on the far side, taken by Oviedo into the penalty area and away by West Ham. Stones gets it back for Baines.
Wide.
Halfway line, Coleman. Coleman angles it up towards Jagielka, who heads across goal. Collins gets it away, and then Jenkinson sends West Ham on the counter attack.
Three against three.
Coming forward with Amalfitano. Amalfitano's up to the edge of the box, into the penalty area for Valencia. Similar spot from where he scored the only goal of the game so far. This time it's blocked and it's a corner.
Romelu Lukaku having to go with Roberto Martinez here for something. I don't know what for. Still at it, but it was a good block from John Stones. He's telling Romelu to go back.
We don't want him back,
no.
Do we? It's a corner taken by Downing. Headed towards goal. Brilliant save, Robles, from the Collins header. Keeps Everton in the tie. Robles with a great save to push it behind for a corner.
Yeah, it's a good corner. It's a good save. Good header from Collins. You'd expect your goalkeeper to save that. But it's a good save, Robles.
Corner again. Downing comes back out towards him. Backheeled into his path by Noble. Downing flicks it in. Collins with the head out wide from the centre-back. Forward for the corners and heading wide on that occasion. Everton are still in it, but they've only got 10 minutes of the 90 to play. They trail by a goal to nil. Long ball forward to Lukaku. Surely brought down. It's a free kick. A foul by Collins.
And again, Lukaku. How many times we said at the beginning of the game, get it to him.
And that was a simple long ball from Leighton Baines
into
down
the channel.
Yeah.
Can't live with him.
Collins had to foul him. Nowhere
Should
near the ball
card,
there,
yeah.
Collins. Has he been booked?
No, Romelu Lukaku just trying to get over. Tony's behind that goal.
West Ham 1, Everton 0. Less than 10 minutes. Plus stoppage time. 10 men Everton trailing. Free kick, bang on the corner of the box. Will they go for goal? Or will they loft it towards the far post?
Got to whip it in, surely. Whip it in towards that goal. Get across. Carroll.
Leighton
Collins,
Baines and Kevin
Jenkinson,
Morales.
Yeah.
Over the ball.
Don't be offside.
Three-man West Ham ball. Morales.
Goal!
What a goal from Kevin Morales! We've seen some free kicks here at Upton Park over the years. Off the boot of Leighton Baines, notably. This time, Kevin Morales, right-footed, corner of the box, over the wall. Adrian Beaton, 1-1, cup tie, back on.
Fantastic strike from Morales. Oh, I tell you, what a free kick. Probably see the goalkeepers itching that way a little bit too much, but give credit to Kevin Morales. Up and over the wall, fantastic free kick. Back in the game, 1-1.
West Ham coming forward. Valencia down the left edge of the penalty area. Men in the box.
and his attempted ball in is blocked, and the referee's given handball here. It's outside the penalty area. John Stones is penalised. I wonder, would he have given it inside the box?
No, well, this guy, you don't know.
The attempted ball in.
It's inside the box.
His arm's inside the box.
His foot's inside the box. How can you get out of the way of that?
Impossible to get out of the way. It is a free kick to West Ham, right on the edge of the 18-yard box, and Everton have got every man back. Only 10 men, of course. McGeady sent off in this second half. Just over 3 minutes of the 90 to play. West Ham looking for a winner. They've gone near post. Robles has made the save. And it's a good save as well from Joel Robles. Almost deceived from the Downing free kick. Into the penalty area. Valencia's header. Tame and straight at Robles, who's looking to get Everton moving on the break.
Can you do it?
He's thrown a long ball for Lukaku. And the man back with him is Jenkinson. Lukaku might get the better of him. Oh, he did for a moment, but the ball ran away from him. Here's Valencia. His ball forward towards Amalfitano. It's away by Everton and Jagielka as far as Oviedo. He hasn't found a white jersey, but Jagielka steps in to clear onto the head of Collins. To the halfway line where Nolan flicks it forward. Carroll for Valencia. Barry working hard to help Everton out at the back, and Baines as well coming away with the ball but not taking the return pass from Oviedo. Everton have got to get men back now. Downing thought about the shot, played in Cresswell. Cresswell's cut back. Carroll's shot blocked inside the penalty area. Comes back out to Carroll, gets his head on it. Amalfitano swings it into the box. Carroll goes to meet it, can't do so. Nolan's shot is blocked by Baines. The pressure continues, and West Ham desperately seeking a winner. Up towards Carroll inside the penalty area, brought down by Nolan, hooked towards goal. Brilliant save, Robles. Fantastic tip over from the Everton keeper, who looked like for a moment he'd been beaten by the Nolan acrobatic effort. Corner West Ham.
Well, they're hanging on here. And again, the goalkeeper, they've got to be thankful to. Nolan has seen it so many times in his career. Just controls the ball in his chest and hooks it over his shoulder. Robles with a fingertip save.
Great save, Robles. We're inside the final minute of the 90. Amalfitano's corner, away by Lukaku. Further clear by Morales. Desperate defending by Everton. There was real pressure inside the Everton penalty area.
You can't sit back and let him put, they're just going to lump it forward again. Collins has moved up there as well. We've got
Cresswell
to get out.
Goes long into the Everton box. Stones can't get something on it. The referee's given a free kick for a push inside the Everton penalty area. Free kick.
Can Robles just go and kick it long now, or is he
just getting a replay of the Robles save.
A great save?
Fingertip save from the Spaniard. Stretch to tip it over the bar. Free kick Everton. Robles takes. Again, it's not great delivery, and the final whistle blows as far as the 90 minutes are concerned. And extra time. It is at Upton Park. These two teams simply cannot be separated. It was 1-1 at Goodison last Tuesday. Here we are, a week on, and we're heading into extra time, because at Upton Park it is West Ham 1, Everton 1.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook.
And so it goes on. How will half this tie end? Another half an hour and the possibility of penalties. Welcome back inside Upton Park. Graham Sharp and Alan Irwin with you through until the death. West Ham to kick off the first period of extra time. That's it, we're underway for that. And don't forget Everton still down to 10 men, of course, up against it somewhat, but got the equalising goal while reduced to 10 men, having fallen behind to that Valencia goal on 51 minutes. McGeady was sent off on 56. Morales with the equaliser on 82.
Well, I'm just saying now that they've got to change it. They're going for two at the back against Lukaku, and then they're pushing the wide men forward. So they're going to have an extra man in the wide areas. We've just got to be careful of the switch and play. It's going to be really hard if they do it correctly.
Lukaku leaves it for Naismith. Naismith further back for Gareth Barry. And Barry back to the halfway line for the Everton captain. Jagielka forward for Naismith. Naismith's onside, down the right edge of the box. He slipped, got back to his feet, played in Coleman. Coleman cuts it back. Lukaku, how did he miss it? Oh, he lost his footing inside the six-yard box at the pivotal moment.
Oh, what a chance. What a chance. Good play. Naismith wasn't offside from the diagonal.
Roberto Martinez.
He slips. He slips it inside to Coleman. He does well, cuts it back. He goes with his wrong foot.
He does. Roberto Martinez looks aghast and is querying how that didn't go in. It's a great chance for Everton, a clear chance. Here they are again, down the left edge of the penalty area with Morales turning into the box. Great run by Morales. Brilliant run, goal!
Oh, yes!
He has done it again! Doesn't he always? He loves it here! He loves it against West Ham! It's 5-5 against the Hammers, and it could be the one that takes Everton to the fourth round of the FA Cup. Yet again, Romelu Lukaku is West Ham's nemesis. 2-1, Everton in front.
Hey, Romelu Lukaku scores a goal, but you have got to give all the credit to Kevin Morales. Strong, direct, goes past two or three West Ham players. They escape in case they pull him down, gets the touchline, rolls it across, stretching Lukaku right foot, but it's all down to Kevin Morales. You know, brilliant play from Morales. Past two or three West Ham defenders in a tight area, rolls it across 4 yards out, and there's Romelu Lukaku, right foot, stretches and rolls it past the goalkeeper. Points to the skies. I think that's in tribute to his friend.
Yes, Junior Malanda.
Yep, game on now.
Amal Fattano down the right hand side. Can't get past Baines. I don't think Everton can afford to just have a backs to the wall job for the final 20 odd minutes that remain in this game.
What's he giving there, the linesman?
I think he's given a throw in.
Free kick.
West Ham want a free kick. Might just be one, you know.
No,
it's a long throw into the penalty area towards Valencia. Naismith bringing it down and trying to get it away. Morales is on the burst forward again. It's a great run by Morales. He's still going. He's going on his own all the way. Kevin Morales to the edge of the penalty area. Eventually, it was Andy Carroll, of all people, who got back to make the challenge.
What a run. What a run. I just thought he was going to get the break of the ball there. From well inside his own half. Certainly a game on now, as I said before. It's a cup tie.
Morales just got a bit of luck along the way with that run, but in the end, it was Andy Carroll back defending. Stoppage time at the end of the first period of extra time. 1 minute of it to be played here. West Ham 1, Everton 2. Lukaku's goal in extra time is the divider at the moment. Everton down to 10 men and under pressure here. Jenkinson's ball into the penalty area. It's a great block.
He's not going to kick it out, is he?
Baines is down injured. And Jenkinson does kick it out. And now Baines is back on his feet. Well, that will infuriate them more.
But that, to me, that drives me nuts at the fact that they do that. What do they want them to do now? You know what I'm saying? They're giving the ball back to them. What do they want them to do?
It's back with the keeper and he goes long. Stones has won the header. Naismith gets it away for Everton. Up towards Morales. Now Oviedo knocks it inside for Gareth Barry. Barry for Lukaku. Lukaku down the right edge of the touchline on this near side. Turns it inside. The half-time whistle in extra time blows. And Everton may be down to 10 men. But they have the lead thanks to Romelu Lukaku's goal. At half-time, in extra time, it's West Ham 1, Everton 2. Still with us? Of course you are. West Ham 1, Everton 2. Second half of extra time about to get underway. There's the referee's whistle. Away we go. Everton are 15 minutes away from the fourth round of the FA Cup. And if they do get there, Graham, they've done it the hard way.
Not half. Down to 10 men.
Indeed. Down to 10 men.
Ooh, go on, go on,
and Everton
go on.
Winning the ball back here with Morales. Morales advancing towards the penalty. Morales hits it, takes a deflection, loops over the keeper, but also loops behind for a corner.
Could have killed it. The slack play from West Ham. and they give it away. It's Collins who's guilty. Morales picks the ball up and just goes for that centre defence. Collins gets back, gets a good block on it, deflects up and behind for a corner.
Corner, Everton. Morales himself has gone across to take. He's the man who scored the equaliser for Everton and just then set Lukaku up.
Yeah, we've just got to make sure we're okay at the back.
Yeah, nothing silly from Everton.
Two against one, do it.
And the corner has been played short. And Gareth Barry is going to, well, I was going to say play it into the penalty area, but he hasn't. Everton are keeping possession. Oviedo and Morales close to the corner flag inside the West Ham half. It's a throw in to Everton. I can't believe we're eating the clock away with 15 minutes of the extra time period remaining. Here's Lukaku.
He's been excellent tonight.
Morales linking up again. Everton have got themselves a penalty, have they? No, the linesman's flagging. The linesman is flagging.
Corner.
And he is saying it's an Everton corner, is he?
Is he?
Well, Morales went down. He was just blocked by Tompkins. On second viewing, it doesn't look like a corner either.
No. What's he given?
He's given a free kick.
Outside the box.
He's given a free kick. I'm not even sure that was a free kick.
No.
And Tompkins is furious with the assistant on the far side. Just having another look at our little monitors in front of us. And
he's inside the box.
That's definitely inside the penalty area.
It's inside the box.
If he's going to give a free kick, then
inside the box.
It was inside the penalty area. We've had some strange decisions tonight from our referee. Just like the John Stones situation, his hand was inside the box. He's going to give a free kick there. The offence took place inside. Doesn't look like a free kick to me. It was very tame and lame. But Everton, with Brian Oviedo, are going to take this free kick. What can they conjure up here? Oviedo blasted into the wall.
Just knock it in.
And picks up the return ball and puts it into Morales, who heads across goal, but it's cleared by West Ham. Here's Baines finding Morales. A third goal would surely be enough for Everton as Barry turns one beyond Lukaku and into the arms of a grateful goalkeeper.
Strange decision that from the linesman. Surely he's got to see whether it's inside or outside the box from where he is.
Indeed. West Ham on the ball inside the Everton half. Downing across for Valencia, 10 yards outside the penalty area, shoots wide, narrowly wide as well. I think Robles had an anxious glance there to ensure it was going wide. Yeah. Everton with Lukaku on the ball. Lukaku, the scorer of Everton's crucial second goal, getting it forward to Naismith. Naismith for Oviedo, flicked on for Morales. Morales outside the penalty area, curls one just over the crossbar. He is a threat tonight, Kevin Morales. He's in the mood. And that one just over the crossbar of Adrian. Cresswell feeds it just out to the left for Downing. Now down the left edge of the penalty area, Valencia. Valencia keeps it in play, wins a corner. It was blocked by Stones.
Yeah, just about to see with Carlton Cole up there as well. They've got, I think Gareth Barry's trying to drop back in there. Up the other centre back.
Case of having to now for Everton. Leading 2-1. 10 men for much of the second half and extra time as this corner is swung in, headed down and in. Colton Cole has got it. It was knocked across by James Tompkins, and Colton Cole, with virtually his first touch since coming on as a substitute from point blank range, has got West Ham an equaliser. 2-2, this tie goes on.
I'd like to see it again. Now the ball's in the air a long time. Not sure whether the goalkeeper can come and do something about it. Maybe not. It's in the back post. It's a good ball. He's not offside.
Well, initiative back with West Ham. Baines to take this free kick. Let's remember, Everton won this league game late here last season, 3-2. 2-1 down with 7 minutes remaining. Free kick's been rather wasted. It's a free kick now to West Ham, who just launch it forward. Carroll heads down. Nolan coming forward into the penalty area. The ball's off Coleman and behind for another West Ham corner. And their fans now believe that they can get a third and what would surely be a winning goal.
The goalkeeper's got to come and get this. For me, if you just plant it in there, go and take everything with you.
Corner floated in again, headed away by Carroll and wide. Well, Carroll met it. Well, the verdict is a corner off an Everton head.
To be fair, it's great delivery in. The goalkeeper's getting blocked by Nolan. How's that a corner?
Seems to come back off Carroll's head, but a corner has been given. And we've got 5 minutes of extra time remaining, and Everton up against it here. Downing takes, sends it deep, and this time Robles is able to gather after the header from West Ham was well wide. Robles throws the ball out to the right-hand side for Stones. Stones advancing forward for Everton, playing the ball inside for Lukaku. Lukaku to the left, it's not a good ball, it's given away. And he's put Everton under pressure because Cole has turned, but he can't find his man. Now they'll find Amalfitano down the right-hand side. Leighton Baines, though, in the way for Everton, finding Oviedo. Oviedo for Naismith. Now to the left for Baines as Everton come forward. Lukaku needs to stay onside. Ball's in for Morales. Morales just couldn't get it out of his feet. Falls for Oviedo, though. Gets it on his left foot. Rattles one towards goal. Blocked by West Ham. Falls for Naismith. Played out to the left for Baines. Can he get a ball into the penalty? Uses Naismith again. Naismith tries to cut it back. Can't find Morales. And West Ham get it away on the edge of the box. It's end-to-end stuff.
And Lukaku's done his groin.
Lukaku looks like it's all over for him. He's struggling. Everton are already down to 10 men. Here's Valencia. Puts it into the six-yard box. Jagielka gets it away. Poor touch from Downing there. Otherwise, Everton would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
Romelu Lukaku is struggling with his groin.
Get Coney on.
Still stretching. Yeah, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Robles clears from the edge of his penalty area. Lukaku's static.
He's in.
It's a long ball. And now Lukaku moves to get onto the ball. Lukaku, left-footed. Is he going to hit one? Lukaku into the penalty area. Lukaku! Oh, he sits it wide! My word, what a dramatic winner that would have been, from suddenly not being able to walk to romping into the penalty area and dragging a left-footed shot wide.
I tell you what, should have scored.
He should have.
Done all the hard work. He's come alive. It's a miracle. He goes past one. He goes past two. Advances 8 yards out and just drags his shot wide.
Downing for Valencia. Valencia just outside the penalty area, trying to twist and get a shot in. Gets it into the path of Carlton Cole. Cole out to the right for Amalfitano. Real chance here. Amalfitano, great save, Robles. And they're hooked away by John Stones off Andy Carroll and behind for a goal kick. That's another good save by Joel Robles.
Saving me. What a game. What a game. Yeah. End to end stuff. Is a good save from Robles. Paddies it up into the air. Acres of space in Malfitano on that right hand side. Good save from the goalkeeper. Palms up in the air.
And then Stones missed his kick initially, didn't he? And then got it away off Carroll.
They're at it, the two of them fighting each other.
Tompkins and Noble are having a go at each other here. And the referee is having to separate them. And he's also coming to book Everton keeper Robles, which is no surprise given the time that he's wasted in this extra time period. It's a dramatic finale to this game. Right, I think we're heading for a penalty shootout. I'm not sure my heart can take it. Here's Jagielka, long up towards Lukaku.
Going wrong.
Are we to see more late drama at Upton Park? Surely not. Barry's been caught out of position. Everton are in trouble. It's fed through for Valencia. Chance to win it. He's cut it back. It's a great block by you-know-who. Oh, Joel Robles was in there to get the block with John Stones, and the ball somehow is smuggled wide of Robles' right-hand side.
Well, he's went in for a challenge with, I think it's Carlton Cole, is it? And they've all went from the... Robles has went for the ball. He's saying he's been challenged unfairly. He's not happy.
I thought Valencia was going to shoot, but he cut it back.
And he's been right into him, Cole. And caught him, but he's every right to go for it, Carlton Cole, don't get me wrong.
It's a great block by Stones initially.
He just steals it and then screws it wide.
Oh, I think the referee is going to call time on this. And it's going to be penalties. And one of these goalkeepers is likely to be a hero this evening. And somebody is going to have the misfortune. But he needs to be careful here, Robles. If he gets a second yellow card, he's off. He takes the goal kick. And the referee's going to have a look at his watch and maybe say that is it. He does. It is penalties. The two sides simply cannot be separated in a pulsating period of extra time that saw Everton go in front through Lukaku in the first half of added time. And then in the second period of extra time, with 7 minutes of it remaining, Carlton Cole got the equalising goal, which means it is two apiece and we are heading for a penalty shootout to see who progresses to the fourth round of the FA Cup. Everton 2, West Ham 2 here at Upton Park after extra time.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
It's a penalty shootout at Upton Park. And it's in front of the Bobby Moore stand just away to our right-hand side. And Everton are going to take the first penalty. And it looks like Kevin Morales is charged with that responsibility to try and beat Adrián in the West Ham goal. Two Spanish goalkeepers, Robles for Everton, Adrián for West Ham. Morales, who got Everton the equaliser after coming on as a substitute with 8 minutes of the game remaining, equalised. Up he steps for the first penalty of the evening. It's not a long run up, but he blasts it home, sends the keeper the wrong way, hit with pace, and Everton lead the shootout 1-0.
But Robles has had a fantastic night tonight. Can he just cap it off by making the saves that will take Everton through?
Mark Noble to come and take the West Ham penalty. He was involved in a bit of a scuffle with his own players. Yeah. James Tompkins, one of them, in the second half of extra time. And he's going to take this penalty. He is West Ham's normal penalty taker, but he has missed one this season.
Stand up as long as you can for Robles. That's my advice, don't go down early, stand up.
Mark Noble from the spot.
Come on.
Robles in goal, and he sends it the wrong way. He didn't stand up, and it was calmly tucked away. Stroked along the deck by Noble, and it's 1-1. And it's Stephen Naismith stepping forward for Everton, who did, of course, win their last FA Cup penalty shootout at Chelsea back in 2011.
What's the goalkeeper doing, Luke?
Well, Adrian's come to have a word with Stephen Naismith here, and the referee's not liking that, having a word with the keeper. Stephen Naismith for Everton to put them 2-1 in front in the shootout, having taken the first spot kick, and he's missed it, it's saved.
A great save.
He went for pace, but Adrián got a hand to it and tipped it over the crossbar. Stephen Naismith sees it saved, and it stays at 1-1.
It's a good save. It's a good save from the goalkeeper.
And you wonder what he said to him. Kevin Nolan for West Ham to give them the advantage. Everton having missed. Stephen Naismith seeing his save. Here's Nolan from the spot.
Stand up. Stand up. Don't go down too early.
Nolan, right-footed. He does go early again. He's way off his line. Yeah. And Nolan scores easily. Committing himself, Robles, very, very early, and Nolan scores easily. Now it's Romelu Lukaku, who can do no wrong against West Ham. Surely he can net from the spot. He's had trouble with his groin, though, late on in this game. And he's got Adrián to beat to get Everton level at 2-2.
Well, he's had a good game tonight, Lukaku.
Lukaku steps up. and he looks like he's going for pace himself, and he sends the keeper the wrong way, calmly slots it into the corner and gets Everton level at 2-2. But of course Everton have taken three penalties.
But this one here now, Andy Carroll, stand in your goal line as much as you can, don't go down. I think Andy Carroll will try and blast this. I may be wrong.
Andy Carroll,
I think he'll go for the goalkeeper's left and he'll try and blast it.
Short run up, left footed.
Stand big.
Robles on his line and he's beaten him easily. Again, same movement from Robles. He goes early and Carroll slots it past him the wrong way. 3-2 West Ham. They've scored each of theirs. Leighton Baines, Everton's Premier League penalty taker, of course. The regular spot kick man has to beat Adrian to really keep Everton in with a shout. Baines with Everton's fourth penalty of the night. And he puts it in the corner. Adrian might have got a hand on that, actually. It's 3-3, but Everton need a miss now from West Ham. Is it Cresswell to come up now to take the fourth? As far as...
Please stay in your line.
Aaron Cresswell, a former player at Tranmere, to try and beat Robles. Cresswell steps up, and the referee's not happy as Cresswell was going to take that.
What's he doing?
He wants a word with Adrian, but here we go again. Cresswell, straight down the middle. Robles dives again and misses it. It's 4-3 to West Ham. They are in the driving seat. They've scored all of their penalties, and Brian Oviedo has to score now for Everton. Otherwise, they are out of the FA Cup. Oviedo to keep Everton in it and take it to 4-4. Oviedo, left-footed, calmly down the middle, beats the keeper easily. It's 4-4, but now here come West Ham with their final penalty.
Stuart Downing.
Oviedo's penalty was stroked home with ease, but this is to send West Ham into the fourth round of the FA Cup and a tie at Bristol City.
Stand big.
Downing, left footed.
Yes!
By Rogers! Yes! He dived low to his left and keeps out the Downing spot kick. And incredibly, Everton are still in it, and the night goes on.
Oh, dearie me. Dearie me.
Gareth Barry. We're in sudden death now. Downing's penalty saved by Robles, and that means Gareth Barry steps up to put Everton in front.
Come on, Gareth.
This to make it 5-4 and put the pressure back on West Ham. Gareth Barry, left-footed, blasted
yes!
home superbly. Keeper dived to his left. The ball went almost down the middle.
And here's a pressure now back on Carlton Cole.
Carlton Cole.
Got
the man who got the equaliser.
Yeah. Does he usually take penalties?
No. Carlton Cole with a slow walk to the penalty spot.
Well, this will be a night to remember for Joel Robles if he saves this. Slow walk up from
He's
Cole.
He's dived the same way on every penalty though, Graham.
Yeah.
Carlton Cole to try and beat Everton's Spanish keeper, and he does. This time Robles dived the other way. And Carlton Cole stroked it home.
Oh, John Stones. I think the last time I saw John Stones take a penalty was against Juventus.
Oh, and he chipped
it. And he's done a Pirlo. I would be really, really surprised if he does that tonight. Really surprised.
It's 5-5. This is Radio City Sport live at Upton Park. I know it's late.
What time's kick-off Monday? Come on, Stonesy.
John Stones to put Everton 6-5 up.
Come on, son.
He's got a very straight run-up at the moment as Stones.
Yes!
Scores! The keeper got his hand to it, went just underneath him. I thought for a minute Adrian had kept it out, but Stones has scored. It's 6-5 for Everton.
Then it goes to the goalkeepers, doesn't it?
Enna Valencia steps up now.
Come on, Robles. Be big.
Can Robles save this? take Everton through to the fourth round of the FA Cup.
Be big.
He's already saved one.
Be big. Straight run up, Paul. Come on.
Straight run up from Ener Valencia.
Be big.
The man who got the first goal of the night. He scores. He sends Robles the wrong way. It's 6-6.
Jags.
Phil Jagielka to take this penalty to put Everton 7-6 in front. We've had 12 successful penalties.
I think this is going to be a blast.
We've had a couple missed, but we should credit the goalkeepers who've saved them.
Yeah, come on, Jags, you've been brilliant tonight, mate.
Jagielka from the spot. He scored a crucial one before, of course. Here he goes from the penalty spot. Oh,
yes.
Parmajulike sends the keeper the wrong way and puts it into the bottom left-hand corner of Adrian's net.
Amalfitano, come on.
7-6 in favour of Everton. Morgan Amalfitano, another of the West Ham substitutes.
Come on.
Is stepping up tentatively.
Robles, what's Robinson? He's been booked already. Get in your goal.
Yeah, he has been booked already, and the referee's got a yellow card out of his pocket there. Stay in your goal.
No, get in your
goal. Try and save this penalty. Otherwise, Jagielka will have to go between the posts.
Yeah.
Amalfitano from the spot, and he scored. And he sends the keeper the wrong way by some distance, right into the corner. Robles went to his right. The ball went to his left. It's 7-7.
Apart from the one he saved, I think he's went the wrong way in every one.
He hasn't got near them, Graham. The other ones.
Seamus Coleman
to take with the score at 7 apiece.
Yeah, Everton plays on their knees.
Well, Romelu Lukaku is praying. Seamus Coleman to try and beat Adrian. Coleman, right-footed, superbly taken. The keeper again goes to his right and the ball to his left. It's 8-7, Everton lead.
Come on, come on. Jenkinson, come on.
Carl Jenkinson, man who's on loan from Arsenal, who knocked Everton out of the FA Cup last season at the quarter-final stage. It's a very short run-up from Jenkinson. It's 8-7 in Everton's favour.
Oh, he's making them change
the referee wants the ball correctly positioned on the spot just to upset Jenkinson a bit more. Can Robles save and take Everton through? Jenkinson blasts it right down the middle with fearsome pace. It's 8-8.
Goalkeeper's now, is it? Goalkeeper, yeah.
Successful penalties here, two missed. This is the longest penalty shootout that Everton have ever been involved in now. And it's Joel Robles to step up now to try and beat his opposite number, Adrian. This is the longest run-up we've seen tonight. This could go over the crossbar.
Yep.
Robles ambles up and he's hit the crossbar. Robles off the bar. And Adrian, well, it doesn't have to be Adrian, does it? Everton are down to 10 men.
Yeah.
Is it to be Adrian to take the penalty?
Don't they have to take one out? I think West Ham have to take one out. I think they do.
Right. It stays at 8-8. And Adrian has the chance to beat his fellow countryman, Joel Robles, and put West Ham through.
He's taking a long run up.
Send Everton out. He's taking his gloves off.
He obviously thinks it's over.
He's got the same run up as Robles. And up he comes and scores. And Everton are out of the FA Cup. Adrian sends Robles the wrong way. And this third round tie that has run and run has finally come to an end. And Everton exit the FA Cup at the third round stage for the first time since 2008. It's taken two games plus extra time and penalties to separate them in the end, but it's West Ham that progress, and Everton simply cannot get a win of any description at the moment. Out in a penalty shootout, Everton players go over to commiserate with Robles. In the end, the extra time goal from Lukaku that put Everton 2-1 in front was not enough. And Everton fans applaud their players. The players go across to applaud the fans likewise. But they're out of the FA Cup. We'll get reaction from Graham Sharp very, very shortly on Radio City Sport. But it's West Ham that are blowing bubbles and Everton that are crying tears. They're out of the FA Cup. It was quite a night overall, Graham.
Yeah, it was a fantastic cup tie. You know, we talked about it before, you know, there'd be goals in it. Tough way to go out. Great way to win, but, you know, give credit to Everton. They were down to 10 men. They battled hard. Joe Roberts just coming off before. He made some fantastic saves. But unfortunately, it was him missing the deciding penalty. I think at 2-1, they put us under pressure, but we could have won it with Lukaku's chance when he goes one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and it wasn't to be, but can't fault them for effort and commitment. I thought Morales made a difference when he come on. I would like to have seen him start. We said at the beginning, that was a surprise for me that he didn't start. But they've got a rest until Monday now. You know, they continue to play like that until the end of the season. They've got a chance. I would have to say I don't think there's that much difference between Everton and West Ham. I think West Ham are ordinary, to say the least. They've got a threat, but they lump it forward to Chandy Carroll as a threat. But I thought in the whole we defended really well. I thought Phil Jagielka was outstanding. I thought Lukaku was outstanding. I thought the goalkeeper made some good saves. Disappointed some of the penalty efforts, but you know, in the whole, he did well. He can please with his evening, antagonise the crowd with his antics. But no, a disappointment from Everton, you know, to go out at this stage. But certainly, they got innovation from the punters, because they said they could see they were having a right good go there. As I said, I thought Lukaku was outstanding, but my motor range man of the match is Phil Jagielka. He was up against Andy Carroll, he was up against Carlton Cole when he came on, the pace of Valencia, and he coped with them all, you know, and it was a battling performance from the skipper, and it's just unfortunate he finds himself in a losing side.
So near and yet so far. I think West Ham just threw everything at Everton in the end when they got that equaliser in the second half extra time, Graham.
They've got a man advantage, so you'd expect them, but I thought in the whole we defended well and we broke on them at times. I think Morales gave us something different, gave us more of a direct threat, running at players, coming in off the wide area, scored a fantastic free kick that, you know, was fit to win any game. But as things are going at this moment in time, we can't get a victory. And it's disappointing. It's went to, 17 penalties, whatever it might have been. Thought at one stage our noses were in front, but it wasn't to be, so we'll go out the FA Cup. So really, really disappointing for the 3,000 fans that have come down. But at least we've seen a performance with some passion and grit, determination. And on another night, it could have been their night. Post-match.
Roberto, it's a horrible way to lose, isn't it? It looked for a minute as though you're almost going to get there.
Well, I thought that we deserve it. I think you're looking at the overall performance and the way that we had to cope with the worst possible role, which is going down to 10 men. I thought the performance was magnificent. You're looking at the players on the bench even coming on and adapting in the manner that we wanted to counter-rest the lack of a man. And it was a fantastic performance. If anything, you felt a little bit unfortunate considering so late from a dead ball situation. Is unfortunate, but overall, I just feel that's what happens in cup competitions, where the penalties can allow you to carry on or not. But I don't think they shouldn't stop from seeing the level of performance in the way that we had to face adversity with one man down and how unfortunate we were in certain moments in the game. Even Kevin Miralles' action that is giving us a free kick is clearly 1 yard inside, and those are the moments that probably shows that it wasn't going to be your night. But from our point of view, we gave everything we had and it was a terrific game of football.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport
with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.